I usually start all my interviews the same way. I ask someone what they had for breakfast. I partly do this because I love hearing about food, but mostly I ask so that I can check their levels and make sure the volume's okay. Things like oatmeal, eggs, and toast are common responses, but when I spoke to Christy Miller, her answer was pretty unique.
Unfortunately, I didn't eat any breakfast because I was up all night delivering two babies and got home at 5, slept till 8:30, and then came in here.
Miller is a certified nurse midwife at the Waco Center for Women's Health. She worked with the center, which she describes as the only organization in Waco willing to take a chance on her vision, in 2007 to establish a program that would make a different kind of care available to women in the area. I asked Miller what distinguished the work of a nurse midwife from that of a doctor.
Our worldview and our framework is very holistic. We see ourselves as being beside the woman through the entire process of pregnancy, labor, and delivery and recovery postpartum. We also take care of women through the lifespan. A lot of people don't know that. They think that a midwife only does pregnancy and birth, but we are trained to take care of women for all kinds of healthcare needs from adolescence till you're 100 years old.
That nurse midwives provide care throughout a woman's lifespan is just one of the things I learned when speaking to Miller. It's also important to point out that certified nurse midwives are different than a lay midwife, for example, because they're registered nurses who, at the very least, have graduated from an accredited nurse midwifery program. Miller gave me a rundown of the major misconceptions she's encountered, and just a heads up, we've already touched on the third one.
I think the three biggest misconceptions about nurse midwives is people think we only do home deliveries, whereas we, in fact, here only do hospital delivery. They think that if you go to a midwife, you can't get medicine for pain. That's not true. We can give epidurals, we can give pain medicine in an IV. And then the third misconception is that midwives only take care of pregnant women.
Miller has spent the last 5 years working diligently to combat these misconceptions, and it seems she's had some success. The practice grew to include three midwives, or at least it did. Recently, as one nurse midwife plans to retire and another to move, the Waco Center for Women's Health has decided to keep on Miller as a sole midwife. Dr. Brian Becker is a physician at the health center who works directly with the midwifery program. He explains that while there's a demand for this kind of care in Waco, it still isn't enough.
Our goal is for our midwives to have somewhere around 8 to 10 deliveries a month, and then in addition to that, provide well woman care. And in order to reach those numbers, we've had to move patients around in the office to get to a reasonable volume of OB care. So I think the numbers themselves probably do support 8 to 10 deliveries a month that are asking for a midwife. Anything beyond that is just moving patients around in our office.
I caught up with Miller several weeks after our first interview at the Waco Downtown Farmers Market. While Becker puts the demand for midwives at about 8 to 10 births per month, that's going to be a significant reduction for the practice.
You know, at present we're taking about 20 per month, so I'm going to have to cut down from 20 to 8 or 10, so it's going to be hard.
Miller isn't the only one concerned about her ability to provide care to all those who want midwifery services. The patients are too. In the face of the Waco Center for Women's Health decision to reduce these services, patients have been trying to get the word out about the program. Holly Bustle, who created a petition at change.org, which has 167 signatures, was also at the farmers market to launch the Where's My Midwife campaign. Bustle says that she's grateful that the Waco Center for Women's Health even offers a nurse midwifery program, but she hopes they'll reconsider the cuts.
We're asking Waco Center for Women's Health for two things. We're asking, number one, that they maintain a minimum of 2 certified nurse midwives to allow for adequate staffing and 24/7 call coverage. And number two, to continue the Centering Pregnancy Program, which is basically a group of up to 12 women, and it builds community, and we get to share stories and experiences and maybe relate to each other, and that group of women would all be delivering around the same time.
When I talked to Bustle, sitting at a table covered in signed petitions, she had already met 3 women who were turned away from the midwifery program because the month they were due was at capacity. Bustle, herself a patient, is invested in seeing the program maintain at least 2 midwives.
And will you tell me, why is it important to you to continue to have midwifery here in Waco?
I'm expecting a baby due in April, and that's the time frame that there will have 1 midwife, which means that if it's Christy's day off, I could possibly be delivered by a doctor, and I would really like to have a midwife deliver my baby. So I also don't want to see something disappear without giving the community a chance to respond.
And that's what the Waco Center for Women's Health is looking for, a response from the community in the form of more demand for nurse midwifery. Yet, as some comments on the center's Facebook page indicate, with soon-to-be limited services, it may be more difficult to retain patients who turn to the health center for the midwives in the first place. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.